Yeah. We always tease Jack about that. Rochester Hills. No, dude, you're not in Rochester Hills. Whatever repeater you're using, that's the one. That's where you're at. So it's just the difference, you know. That's the one wonderful thing about a repeater. I know it's nothing new. By today's standards, it's probably considered antiquated, but nonetheless, all you have to do is get to that 100-foot stick in the sky, and that's your transmit point.
Well, last night, listening to the net control on that HF net, what he has to deal with trying to pull signals out of the weeds, I mean, it just illustrates that we're spoiled with these HF and VHF repeaters. It's nothing compared to what they have to deal with over there.
Yeah, there's hammies that love that stuff, and there's hammies that don't love that stuff, and I just haven't found the love for it yet. I mean, I guess I could see, you know, generations ago would be kind of cool to talk to anywhere and any time in the world, and you were kind of a unique person because you could do it. But nowadays, you know, with our internet and all the different VoIP mechanisms, it really doesn't hit me as like, wow, you know, it just doesn't turn me on, you know. I guess if I was from a couple generations ago, oh yeah, I'd be all over it,